Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Let's transition back now to coverage of the storm, as the entire state is under a winter storm warning today. With the nor'easter underway, to talk about preparations for the storm, we're joined now by Governor Charlie Baker. Good morning, Governor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Governor, for speaking with us. What do you want people most to know with this storm having already geared up in Western Mass and in Central Mass and bearing down on Greater Boston right now?
I think the big issue, Bob, is that this storm is going to be what I would describe as a quick hitter. It's probably going to last from somewhere around early this morning to the end of the day today, to probably leave Eastern Mass sometime around 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. But it's going to snow over the course of the day, and especially from sort of late morning until late afternoon at an extremely high rate, as much as 2 to 4 inches an hour in various places across the Commonwealth. And we could see as many as 15 to 20 inches of snow in different places. And I think the big message is, because this is going to be whiteout conditions across much of Massachusetts at various points during the day with very high winds, we think it's really important that people stay off the roads if they can and work from home. I know a lot of schools are canceled. That creates all kinds of issues for families and for parents. And I hope that our message about staying home and trying to work from home is something that a lot of people will be able to do, so that the folks who are out there in the plows and working the streets and the roads will be able to do what they can to basically stay with this storm through the course of the day. And then at the end of the day, when the blowing starts, get ready for tomorrow morning. And if you do need to come into the city or travel around, I hope you can use public transportation.
You've told non-essential state workers to stay home today. Are you recommending that that private businesses let their employees work from home for the day?
Well, we, generally speaking, if the Commonwealth takes a position that our offices are going to be closed and we're only looking for non-emergency personnel to be involved in the day's work, that's usually a pretty good signal for a lot of folks in the private sector. I also think the fact that so many schools around the Commonwealth are closed today is another pretty good signal. And then you add to that the fact that we are going to see extraordinary snow totals pile up all over the Commonwealth over a very short period of time, which will make the end of the day especially difficult for people. There's a lot of signaling going on there for the rest of the employer community that to the extent that they can operate on what I would call non-emergency personnel, it's probably best that they do so. But those are decisions they need to make on their own.
How confident are you that the MBTA is prepared for this storm?
Well, we certainly have far more equipment than we had in 2015. I mean, the T has made an enormous investment in snow fighting and plowing equipment over the course of the past couple of years. T also replaced almost all of the above ground third rail, a lot of which was a big part of its problem back in 2015, where the third rail literally just shorted out over and over again. This is going to be a challenging storm for everybody who's involved in transportation, whether you're clearing the roads and the bridges, or you're operating the transit system, or you're driving a bus and trying to get down streets that may or may not be as plowed as they need to be for you to manage your routes. But I think the team has done a pretty good job, from our point of view, of prepping and preparing for this, and they have a lot of the equipment that they didn't have in 2015, and a bunch of investments in infrastructure have been made, and now the challenge is going to be working through what we all agree is going to be a very quick-hitting storm and dealing with the rapid accumulation of snow that's going to come with it.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and good luck today.
Thank you, Bob. Same to you.